While the leading candidates this year have pledged to keep race out of the presidential race, race has surfaced as a subtext. It was probably inevitable. Barack Obama is the first African American nominated for president by a major political party. While some conservative white voters have been challenged in their assumptions about blacks in America, black conservatives have been challenged to test their political values against questions of identity. Michelle Martin is reporting from the RNC in St. Paul, Minnesota. She talked recently with three young black Republicans about how they are sorting out the question of race in this election. Michelle is joined by Sean Connor, the outreach press secretary for the Republican National Convention, Marcus Skelton, chairman of the D.C. Young Republicans, and Isaac Hayes, a youth minister and the political director for Republican Congressman Antoine Members in Illinois.
Sean Connor, Marcus Skelton, and Isaac Hayes, the Reverend Isaac Hayes, thank you all so much for joining us.
Glad I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start by asking each of you how you came to be Republicans. And the reason I ask is that since the New Deal, as of course you know, most African Americans have been Democratic, a fact that was solidified during the Civil Rights era when the Republican Party, which had begun as the party of Lincoln, began to embrace massive resistance and became a refuge, really, for Democrats who are disaffected by civil rights. So that's some powerful history to confront. So I'd like to ask each of you how it is, as briefly as you can, you came to be a Republican. Sean, why don't you start?
Well, I always say I came to be a Republican when I got my first paycheck at 16 and looked at where my money was going and what it was being spent on in Washington and knowing that I could spend my money a little bit better than the system.
Isaac Hayes, Reverend Hayes, what about you?
Yeah, I became a Republican once I began to look at the values agenda of the Republican Party in terms of pro-life, anti-gay marriage, and then as I began to look at their economic platform in terms of lowering taxes and free trade and so forth, I saw that this was an agenda I wanted to support.
And I should mention that you're also a minister, which is part of your profile.
Correct.
Okay. And what about you, Marcus Skelton? And you're a very young voter, if you don't mind my pointing that out, a chair of D.C. Young Republicans, a very young Republican. How old are you?
27, about to be 28 on the 22nd
okay.
of September.
Okay. And what about you?
Mine is a two-part answer, I guess. I guess I kind of grew up with a lot of mentors that put me in organizations that dealt with like self-empowerment and building the family from the community outwards. And then also, I lived in the county where I saw Democrats kind of overpromise and underdeliver for a number of generations. When you develop more people to become more self-reliant and to become more small business owners, you kind of pushed more of the younger people towards the Republican Party or becoming more independent, which we're starting to see.
Is it ever hard for you, though, being kind of a minority within a minority? Do you ever have trouble kind of reconciling your Republicanness with your other aspects of your identity? Isaac Hayes.
Well, it's not necessarily reconciling the racial issue as much as dealing with the false views of the Republican Party. For instance, this past Friday, I was having a discussion with my barber, and he indicated that I must don't care about the black population because of, Katrina and high unemployment and so forth, and him attributing that to the Republican Party. And so I had to let him know that that clearly wasn't the case, and that historically the Republicans have been a friend to the African-American community, and also that their platform and agenda is what's going to lead us out of the high unemployment, high job loss, high numbers of individuals without small business ownership. And so, that was a debate that I clearly communicated.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the history of the party is one thing, but there is also more recent history, like the fact that the reason that a number of white Democrats became Republican in the South was because of their opposition and indeed hostility to civil rights. And that history obviously brings something to bear, as well as more recent issues, as you pointed out, like Katrina, the government's poor performance during Hurricane Katrina. How do you deal with that? I understand you sort of argue the points on the merits, but does the history itself not trouble you?
Well, the history does, but my experience here in Chicago, as I've been campaigning for Antoine Members here in the 1st Congressional District, is the right Republicans we've interacted with have been nothing but supportive. So I haven't experienced it personally, any resistance or, some of the racial animosity that some people may feel in the party, but we haven't experienced that up to this point.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Sean Connor, Marcus Skelton, and Isaac Hayes, who are three young Republican African-Americans, about their decisions about whom to vote for this November. I had one question which I wasn't sure was an interesting question. I just want to throw that in. And Sean, I'll just throw this one to you because I think you're the youngest one.
I am.
Here. You're 24 years old. Is there sort of a part of you that, is there any part of you that has a hard time relating to John McCain just because there's such a big gap between you and him? And then, you know, Barack Obama in his 40s is just a little closer in age.
You know, Barack Obama's about the same age as my mother. I was going to tell you how old my mom is, but she would not be happy with that. But they're about the same age. But I don't want to participate in ageism. And that's really important to me because as a young person who's had amazing opportunities to be a press secretary at the RNC at 24, you know, I've experienced ageism. And so I try not to do reverse ageism. And so I try to take people at their word on a number of subjects.
I want to start with you, Marcus, on this next question because you're in D.C., which is kind of the epicenter of sort of political activity. It's kind of like the center of gravity. Did you think that you would see in your lifetime an African-American in striking distance of the presidency?
Yes, I honestly did. I didn't quite know it would happen in this cycle. But if you look across the country, you're starting to see more minorities govern in districts where they're the minority. Like when you look at the governor of New York and the governor of Massachusetts, you start to see that, you know, African-Americans can govern in non-African-American areas. And I hope that it would be a Republican African-American nominee running for the nomination so I could actually vote for him. But, you know, sometimes things don't work out perfect.
Well, what about that? You know that there are African-American Republicans whom we've spoken to, Armstrong Williams being one who's been on the show, who said he's, in fact, torn. I mean, the opportunity to vote for an African-American for this high office is just tempting to him in a way that is surprising to him. What about you, Marcus? Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself torn in any way?
Well, not really. I was talking to someone earlier. I said I can respect the candidacy, but I can respect that I can't vote for him because one of the most important things that he's pushing for is for people to not vote for him as far as the skin color, but to vote for him on his policies and his issues, and we have a disagreement. It's, let's say if I did pull the lever after Inauguration Day, I'd be highly disappointed over the next 4 years. You know, I usually joke around and tell people, you know, they say, so secretly, are you going to vote for Obama? You don't have to tell us. I say, you know what, you can save me a T-shirt, but I'm going to vote for John McCain.
Okay. Isaac, what about you? You have not always been a Republican, unlike these other two gentlemen, always being kind of relative term, given that they're all like babies.
Oh, well, thanks.
So, growing young professionals.
You did vote for George Bush in 2004, and I understand you plan on voting for John McCain this November. But during the primaries, do I have it right that you did donate some money to Barack Obama? Was that because you just wanted to see him be competitive? Or talk to me a little bit about this. Are you at all conflicted?
Well, sure. First, I want to say I'm still young. I'm only 34, so you know, I'm not a baby boomer or anything like that. But I'm proud of Barack Obama. I certainly supported his candidacy in the Democratic Party, and I wanted him to win that election, and I'm proud that he did. But as your guests have said, that does not have any bearing on the general election, where John McCain clearly is in line with my views in terms of tax cuts, in terms of making sure we don't pull out of Iraq until we have sufficient peace on the ground, and the generals have given us their okay to do so, making sure that we take a tough stance against Russia, North Korea, and some of the other rogue nations. So even though I'm proud of Barack as an African American, when it comes to my values and my view of the world and the economy, I cannot support him as president.
All right. Final question to sort of each of you is, you've each pointed out that you are proud of Senator Obama. You just don't agree with him on the issues, and you're taking him at his word that you want he wants people to vote for him because of his experience, his qualities, his skills, his insights, and so forth, not because of his race. And you all say that you're not going to do that. But is there a part of you that'll feel like it's a bittersweet experience whether he wins or doesn't win? Marcus, I'll start with you.
Well, I think to a point, but I think that when it's all said and done, I've done the right thing. And for me to be able to sleep at night, I wouldn't want to pick somebody just because of skin color, because I know a lot of people have asked white Americans for years to judge us equally. And now that the question has been reflected on us, how are we going to respond to that? And I think that's the question that I have to answer. And I think for me to rest within myself, I have to do what's right.
All right. Reverend Hayes, what about you?
Yeah, well, I think one of the narratives that's really being missed in this whole discussion is how far America has come, because Barack Obama would not be the nominee had not white Americans voted for him. And so I think we owe the nation a great deal of applause because we've come a long way. And though I support him as a Democratic nominee and African American, I do not have that bittersweet feeling in my mouth, because I know at the end of the day, my values is what trumps any of the racial aspects that I share with Senator Obama, but my values is what's most important to me, and so I will be considered a values voter, and therefore I do not have any bittersweet feelings.
All right, Sean, what about you?
I'd say no, and I'd say no because I'd have to agree with my friends that there is a great sense of pride we can take in our country having moved forward and selecting an African-American male to be their party's nominee. But it's the same pride we should have taken when Carol Moseley Braun ran and when Shirley Chisholm ran and when Jesse Jackson ran. And so it's just a new level of pride that we can talk about. And, you know, I think the first African-American president will be a Republican. So I'm looking forward to that day.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll...
We'll come talk about it when
we'll
it happens.
We'll come talk about that when that happens. Sean Connor is Outreach Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. He joined me from Radio Row at the Excel Center here in St. Paul. Marcus Skelton is the chairman of DC Young Republicans. He joined us from our studios in Washington. Marcus, keep my seat warm. Isaac Hayes is a youth minister and the political director for Republican congressional candidate Antoine Members in Illinois. He joined us from WBEZ in Chicago. I thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.